The Skagway Assembly hears from White Pass on the carnival sale. And the Yukon River Quest is set to mark its 20th year. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The Skagway Assembly wants to see money budgeted for the Juneau Access Road diverted to help fund ferry infrastructure. That's one issue the group voted on at a meeting Thursday. Other topics of conversation ranged from Skagway's new parking rules to Carnival Corporation's announcement that it will purchase White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
During her report at the start of the meeting, Mayor Monica Carlson asked the Assembly for guidance on making a request to the governor to divert funds from the Juneau Access Road project. In 2016, Governor Walker canceled the project. However, in May, the state Senate restored funding for it in the capital budget. The fate of the road is still uncertain. The Assembly voted 4-2 to send a request to the governor to redirect funding from the road to the replacement of Skagway's state ferry float. Assembly members David Brenna and Tim Cochran were opposed. Mayor Carlson also asked the Civic Affairs Committee to review the failed ordinance governing vacation rentals in the municipality. Carlson said that she is worried about the effect that services such as Airbnb could have on the community's housing.
I believe it's really necessary that the community is proactive on Airbnbs. I read so many articles about small communities and big cities that have allowed it to just blow up.
During the public comment portion of the Assembly meeting, several residents raised concerns about the municipality's new parking rules. Skagway resident Nancy Corrington said that the availability of parking permits for residents in Skagway's historic district has been a problem.
I'd also like to take issue with the permitting process that eliminates the permit privilege if someone is away from Skagway for up to 6 months. This does affect a lot of people who only live here who don't have a residence elsewhere.
Assembly members Orion Hansen and David Brenna agreed that the parking permit language needs to be revisited and clarified. On Wednesday, Carnival Corporation announced it has entered into a purchase and sale agreement to acquire White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. White Pass President John Finlayson addressed the sale to the cruise company at the Assembly meeting. He said that the objective of the sale was to find a buyer who would maintain their services responsibly.
So that certainly the staff at White Pass would have opportunities and security going forward. The community's needs would be met going forward. And I have to say we couldn't be happier with the two organizations that have come forward.
Carnival is forming a joint venture with Ketchikan-based Survey Point Holdings for port operations. Finlayson says that both companies are a good match for the sale because of their existing investment in Skagway. Carnival brings in more than 50% of Skagway's cruise passengers. As for the dock lease negotiations between the municipality and White Pass, he says the company has always hoped for a solution that benefits both parties.
Our negotiations regarding the lease were always about trying to do what was mutually beneficial to the city and to White Pass. Well, we have a few weeks left as owners. It is still our intention to do that.
Also at the meeting, Assemblymember Orion Hansen spoke of the possibility of opening up mental health trust land in the Skagway borough for residential development. In particular, he showed interest in property along the Dai Road and the Klondike Highway.
And I think it would behoove us to contact mental health and whether the municipality buys it or they just put it up for sale. I don't know that it necessarily needs to be in our hands, but put it out there for the public to bid on. So I think really the goal here is to make it residential opportunities. That's my take on it.
The Assembly decided to send maps of the land in the Skagway borough owned by the Department of Natural Resources, the Mental Health Trust, and the U.S. Forest Service to the Civic Affairs Committee for review. Afterwards, it would make a formal inquiry to those organizations about putting their land on the market. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Yukon River Quest, a 444-mile paddle from Whitehorse to Dawson City, is marking its 20th anniversary this year. A record number of teams are slated to compete in the race to the midnight sun. 115 teams totaling 263 paddlers from 15 different countries are registered. There are a few different options for paddling the river. Participants can canoe or kayak in teams or solo. Stand-up paddle boards are also an option, a new category in the last few years. The race begins in Whitehorse on June 27th. There will be a special meet and greet for the 20th anniversary on June 25th at the SS Klondike Historic Site. There's one Skagway team in the race this year. 38 Dai Devils Club is in the men's Voyager category. A fishing company is appealing its ongoing tax dispute in court. As KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports, a major revenue source for Alaska fishing communities could be at stake.
Fishing vessels offload millions of pounds of seafood each year in Alaska. The state taxes the catch's value and shares half with local ports. Fisherman's Finest Inc., a Kirkland, Washington-based owner of a pair of factory trawlers, had challenged the constitutionality of the fisheries landing tax in an administrative case. Elected officials in Alaska fishing towns drew a sigh of relief after the state prevailed in the case.
It certainly is, vindication for coastal communities that share in that tax. It's very important.
Frank Kelty is the mayor of Unalaska, which includes the port of Dutch Harbor, one of the largest seafood ports in the country.
Unalaska gets the lion's share of that tax because we have the only major port in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands. It's upwards to 4.5 to 5.5 million annually. So it is a major revenue source for the city.
The tax brought in about $9.9 million statewide last year. The fishing company is appealing. In papers filed last month in state superior court, the company's attorney repeated the same arguments it had made in its administrative challenge, that the fish landing tax violates two provisions of the U.S. Constitution that effectively bar coastal states, like Alaska, from imposing tariffs or duties on goods brought in and out of a state. The company declined comment. Its attorney, Leon Vance of Juneau, wrote in a short statement that the matter is now up for the courts to decide. State lawyers aren't saying much either. Attorney General's Office spokeswoman Corey Mills released a short statement that the state is pleased that the administrative hearing judge upheld the tax. She said her office hopes the Superior Court judge will do the same. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thank you.